Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. All right, fellow fours, buckle up because it's about to get pretty interesting, pretty spicy for us. We're going to be working with 24-6 energy and raccoon energy for this solar eclipse. So let's talk about the 24-6 energy first. This is an incredibly beautiful energy for success in all areas of life, any area of life where you've been putting in effort or you have been showing up or you've been doing the work, that sort of thing. This is a great sort of payout type of energy. So highly favorable period for success. And I would say because, you know, we've got the 2, the 4, and the 6, 24-6, this is likely going to be success around relationships or finances to do with a home. Something along those lines, right? We have a lot of like solid foundational type of energy that has to do with relationships that we're looking at here. This is an incredible energy for some kind of collaboration and for love. The 6 is the vibration of love. And so, you know, when we have this sort of coupled with the 24, you know, and relationships and strong foundations, this is such a great time for meeting that, you know, long-term love, you know, whether it's a romantic partnership, whether it's a friendship, whether it's, you know, just some kind of work collaboration that's a labor of love type of thing. This is such a great time for that, to meet the right people at the right time who can really influence or have an impact in your life in some really significant way that can lead to some high level of success at this time, for sure, for sure. And remember, you know, this is an eclipse and it's a solar eclipse. So it has to do with vitality and it can also have to do with career and that sort of thing, or shining your light and that vibrancy. So, and it's also happening in the sign of Aries. So this is, you know, again, about big, fresh new starts, big initiations, being assertive, going after what you want. And again, this is a love vibe. So emphasis on family, soulmates, soul contracts, those deep, deep, deep soul contracts that have the potential to be with you for quite some time. Relationships are very strongly highlighted at this time across all spectrums, because again, we have the 2 and the 6, and then you have that very foundational and energy of our energy, the 4, in between. So yeah, I would say the emphasis over the next 6 months is strongly going to be on strengthening those foundations, you know, cleaning up anything that needs to be cleaned up around your relationships, your partnerships. And also this would also be a great time for, you know, contracts, so like marriage, taking a relationship to the next level, getting solid in some area. And this can also be, you know, the flip side of that, where it's like some relationship has to dissolve, but it can be done in a really beautiful way. Remember, this is the vibration of truth, honesty, and love. So there's got to be that honesty, truth, and love associated with, you know, your actions, and you will see the rewards from that. So again, if you are moving through a divorce or something like that, there can be a high level of success through that process, no matter how difficult. And it can end, you know, in love. It doesn't have to end, you know, with vindictiveness and all of the things. So, and that doesn't have to be just divorce. It could be just a relationship ending, a friendship falling away, something like that. It can be done with integrity. And I think this energy really pushes us to make sure that we're not becoming too stubborn and holding a grudge and all of those things, if that's sort of what needs to unfold as far as something dissolving. But overall, this is going to be a time where, you know, this is a time for harvesting, you know, whatever it is that you have been working for, what it is that you've been dedicating your time and energy and, you know, motivation into. This is a time to reap that harvest. So incredibly beautiful energy. And I would also say if there's a relationship or a connection that, you know, you've been working with or working on over a period of time, you could really see that open up and sort of blossom at this time. And it can be incredibly beautiful. It's almost like things kind of fall into place at this time where before the timing would have been off, or it just both people were on the same page. And now all of a sudden, not only are you on the same page, but you're in the same book and on the same chapter. So just really beautiful energy all around. And I love to see this for fours because I know as a four, you know, how much effort just pretty much everything in life takes for fours. So this is a really nice sort of reward for that effort. And receiving help as well, right? This is very collaborative energy. So, and sometimes that can be difficult for fours. So I would say definitely be open to receiving help at this time, collaboration, understanding that there are multiple ways of doing things and our way is not always the right way. Is it the best way? Sure, maybe, but it's not always, right? And so being open to other perspectives and other ways of doing things helps us to work smarter, not harder. And so people are going to be a strong focus and relationships are a huge focus under this eclipse for the next 6 months to a year. So definitely pay attention to who enters your life, who resurfaces, who's here to help you as you recognize your own limitations and how to, you know, successfully work with, manage, or overcome those limitations through the help of others. Now, it's interesting because raccoon energy, what I would say for this, you know, raccoon energy is such a, it's such a free-spirited energy. There's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm here. But what I would really say is curiosity. Stay curious, you know, whether it's through your work, whether it's through the relationships, don't dismiss someone. And I would definitely say this is going to be very relationship oriented over the next 6 months. And again, that could be colleagues or how you get along with your boss or et cetera. But be curious, be the observer. Don't be too quick to dismiss any connection over the next 6 months, because it could be a connection that has the potential to be very pivotal in your work, in your, you know, home life, etc. And if you dismiss it too quickly, you could be missing out. It'll likely resurface, but, you know, why not catch it the first time around? Because again, this energy is so incredibly beautiful, so supportive. So yeah, I would say, but it's definitely going to involve people. There's something here with collaborations and working with others and others helping you to get where it is that you're trying to go. So this is definitely not an energy, let me make this clear, to do it yourself. This is not a DIY type of energy. This is definitely collaborative, working with others, being vulnerable, recognizing your limitations, asking for help and receiving that help. So, and staying curious. So, all right, fours, I'm right there with you. All right, take care. Bye for now.